500 people were on a call Thursday afternoon to talk about distributing COVID-19 vaccines in Alaska.
We likely won't see vaccine within Alaska until sometime mid-December, and we'll hope to start vaccinating soon after the vaccine arrives in Alaska.
Dr. Tessa Walker-Linderman is a lead for the Alaska COVID-19 Vaccination Task Force. She reviewed a timeline for federal approval of the developing vaccines from big pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer submitted its application to the FDA on November 20th and is expecting Food and Drug Administration emergency approval in a week. Moderna submitted its application on Monday earlier this week and will likely get emergency authorization a week after Pfizer.
And we've been told to anticipate regular shipments, even on a weekly basis, of both Moderna and Pfizer going forward.
On Tuesday, the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, met to outline priorities for who would get the vaccine first. Sandra LeClaire is the deputy lead for the task force. She says the first group gets doses in phase 1A.
In the initial phase, phase 1A, it should be offered to healthcare personnel and residents of long-term care facilities.
Dr. Linderman told providers they should expect a fast expansion through the spring.
If a certain group is not prioritized in phase 1A week 1, there will be week 2 and week 3 and week 4 and so on. We will be just continually opening up the prioritization as we receive more.
Other pharmaceutical companies may get approval in 2021, and Alaska will get those vaccine doses from them as they become available. The medicine will come by airplane to Anchorage, then distributed, possibly, right at the airport.
Alaska has an existing system to get vaccines from the manufacturer all the way to the rural parts of our state.
Matt Bobo with Public Health's Section of Epidemiology says the state will do a practice run to test adding more distribution points to the network.
This will be a heavier lift. There are more providers enrolled with the Pfizer vaccine. We did do a TEPS shipment from the manufacturer to Anchorage, and it arrived safely. It actually came today. And so we'll be doing some test shipments with providers that we don't usually ship to, just to kind of get folks just used to the practice.
Alaska's allocation process will not include military service members who will be vaccinated separately through a federal allocation. The Division of Public Health is daily updating the Vaccine Distribution Program website at covidvax.alaska.gov. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.